Blog Talk Radio.
Frankie, didn't I tell you?
I really am. casa yo no puedo esconder mi
broken by the burden, broken by the burden of his youth. Like the scar of age, written all over my face. The war is still raging inside of me. I still feel the chill. I reveal my shame to you. I wear it like a tattoo.
Together for Sally, she's the one who cares. love in the hard times. Thank God for Sally, she was there through the misery. Just a little lady, just about better off that day.
She's doing a third degree work. Helen Fuller Sade Adu. Sade. In concert, coming out of the concert stream, this is Michael Little singing DJ Honeycomb. It's Sultry Radio on the Raw as our Big Bag Tournament finally comes to a close. Earlier we heard the Queen Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye. And tonight, we're at the first part of our final show in this series as Sade comes out to do her thing. Aretha will come up. I got 804. You've been very patient for a little while here. 804, are you there?
Speaking to me?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Is this the mystery man?
Yeah, Brad, it's me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on this side of the map, he is known as the mystery man. Good evening, my brother. How are you this evening?
I'm okay, just a little tired, but I'm sitting here listening to you and guys NBA TV on mute as what's his name? They showing some different plays, how to stop different players, and I'm listening to your Sade and all the stuff you've been playing tonight. I tell you, Brother Gary, he told me how to get to you.
And thank you for coming in. The Mystery Man plays out of WCLM in Richmond, Virginia. We are happy to have him on, as well as our brother DJ Great, who's in the house. And gentlemen, now that it is the three of us, we have been discussing good music and black radio for a good portion of tonight. And one thing I always liked about black radio stations, not just from the cultural tip, but they catered to us, you know? We didn't have to hope that one of our records might come up every 10th record, you know? We had our own playlist, and it's important you groove to that. But I can tell you, certain stations did not do that. We had a station in New York, WWRL. And WWRL, the Big 1600, played everything, and they didn't care what time of the day it was. Now, back then, you had groups like the Moments and the Delphonics that were really doing well, and you could hear them anytime. You didn't have to wait until night when they figure all black people go to bed and screw each other to hear the song. You know, if you wanted to hear a love song, if you wanted to hear love on a two-way street and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we play it. You know,
right.
and it's as simple as that. The perceived notions that went with that may have, in a left-handed way, created the quiet storm and formats like that. But it's like, this is our music. You don't tell us what to do. You don't tell us what to play. And that way, we don't get cheated. There were many artists that were able to survive because of the royalties they got from black stations, as opposed to hoping they make it to the top 40. I'll only speak for New York in this instance because a lot of people got the impression that New York, you know, well, of course, the capital of cool and all this other stuff. But New York made one glaring mistake. If your artist did not record for any of the major labels there, and that's Epic, Columbia, or Atlantic, you aren't going to get played on New York radio. You know, you may have gotten lucky if you were selling well elsewhere and you got played for a little bit because you crossed over. Or, you know, in the case of Motown, when they started to become consistent with hits, they would play Motown.
Mm-hmm.
But you could be a local act. And believe me, in that time, there were a lot of local acts. The main ingredient, you mentioned Black Ivory earlier, Mystery Man, Black Ivory, the Harlem's Own. And there were a couple
That's
other
right.
groups who should have gotten local support from the New York station, and they did not. See, then that's a
what?
Fine. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You mean tell me Black Ivory is great as them guys was, and they are still performing?
Yeah, no. I know Stu Bascom, the lead singer, God bless him, and yeah, they did not play Black Ivory. Now, WWRL and WLIB did, but WABC, WNCA, the big Pop 40 stations, they weren't playing that. They wouldn't do it. They're independent, and they would not play that stuff. Stations like WWR were very important that independent songs got played, and actually WLIB as well, because Eddie O.J., a local DJ there, had a show called Soul at Sunrise, where they played the kind of stuff like Black Ivy, because it wasn't going to get played anywhere else. So this was the other point that I was trying to make earlier about our station.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have to worry about somebody was going to pick us as the 10th record that they would play. You know, they were going to play us, and the playlist was going to be designed for us. And that's one thing I really loved about Black Radio. G, what you think? You hear some of the same stuff?
Well, yeah, I remember when the Quiet Storm, I first heard the Quiet Storm,
mm-hmm.
was in 1974. It was WDAS.
Philly Station.
I heard Quiet Storm, and then all of a sudden, all across the country, there was Quiet Storms.
Mm-hmm.
KSOL, KDIA,
mm-hmm.
KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. They had to jump on it because they saw something.
You know, I'm listening to what y'all are saying. I'm listening to exactly what you're saying, Brother Mike. But that's why one of the reasons why Brother Gary and Brother Mike, I deviate and stop using calling it the Quiet Storm on my show. I call it
mm-hmm.
the Bewitching Hour.
Yes.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, man, I'm gonna tell you the way that the M's in my show.
Mm-hmm.
It's very special. Came up with the idea, the mystery man, the Eminem man. You're from the old
mm-hmm.
Eminem advertising, the mouth of your mouth, certainly not in your hand.
Your hand. Then I came up with
my theme song. See, my father, like I say, he was a minister, but he used to always come on the air with a theme song, and I tell you what the name of the theme song was called, His Love by the Soul Stirrers.
All
you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Dad started coming on WNT here in Richmond, 990 on your dial.
Mm-hmm.
He came AM. He came on, and that's what he would come on with. Then later on, something happened to the record or something. He couldn't find it nowhere. I couldn't find it until after he had passed. But
mm-hmm.
one of the songs that I used to listen to in the 70s, Grover Washington, Lord have mercy.
Yes.
I'm a musician. I play 3 or 4 instruments. I play guitar, piano, org, keyboards, all kinds of stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
I always wanted to learn how to play a saxophone, right? So,
mm-hmm.
add those M's again. How Mr. Magic is my theme song when I come on the radio.
All right.
See,
My theme song come from you, Mr. Man.
Like I said, Mr. Magic was the theme song for the
mm-hmm.
opening on my show. When I go to the slow jams, the Bewitching Hours,
mm-hmm.
it was the Delphonics theme. And somebody,
yep.
and I can't tell you how many times people don't ask me, Mr. Magic, do you have the version of the Delphonics theme where they're singing?
Yeah,
I couldn't, you know, for a while, I couldn't
both.
Find
them. Oh, I have them both. I have them both.
Oh,
I'll download you the link to that.
I got both of them too.
I heard it because somebody got it to me or something. But you, if you
mm-hmm.
you know, go about my email, Mr. Man on Air at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
On air, but you know it, Brother Gary, Mr. Man on Air at AOL.com. That's my email address. So, But the thing that got me, Brother Michael, was when you hear it's like repetitions, you know, like years ago, and you know where I'm about to go with this, when those record companies, they come in, the big record companies make you make sure that you play their music. They have them things what they call payolas.
Yep.
You remember payolas? Paying the stations? Mm-hmm. Nobody else.
Big payola situation.
Right. See, my son, he's an independent artist. So, and a lot of those independent artists, to be honest with you, the sad part, them guys got great, good, like, I'm not saying it because of my son, but
no,
when you can hear groups or artists that can come live, I mean, come live and sound, no cracks in the voice, overdubbing or got the music playing and they lip syncing like Willis Melifanella, you remember? And when you can do that, it's not a lot of people that do it.
Oh, yeah. No. Now, I tell you, this is important. I'm glad that we're all sitting here kind of having this mini summit because we've seen stations disappear, and even worse, we've seen artists disappear where they didn't get their proper tribute. When Etta James passed away, unless you probably lived in Chicago, there was no national effort to recognize her as the queen of the blues. You know, didn't hear anything from anywhere saying, you know, God rest Queen Etta, you know, something to that effect and let everybody know that she was gone. And
thank you.
We're running out of artists. I mean, God forbid, you know, George Clinton passes away or someone else iconic like that. Who's going to give them up? Us. I mean, us collectively.
Hello.
We have to remind everybody, if Chaka, God forbid, Chaka Khan is gone, we're going to say goodbye to her. We're going to recognize her. You know, the industry could care less. We've seen that.
Yes.
Also, the big groups like the Commodores and the 70s groups like Kool & Gang.
All the 70s funk bands, yes.
Those guys came after the big explosion in the 60s. The 70s was very different. And these guys need to be recognized. And I'm sorry.
Man,
no, you're right, Gary. We're talking about a lot of the funk bands, like the Ohio Players, like War, who they call Lowrider Man now because of legal complications. They can't use the damn name. Mandrill, Slave, Lakeside, all the Ohio funk bands.
The Gap Band.
Yeah.
The Gap Band, yes.
Yeah,
and
all
the reason is, I didn't hear you.
No, go ahead. I was finished.
Yeah, the only reason we still hear stuff in the Gap Band, I've been playing it. You know, other people we've been playing it, and Charlie, and you know, Charlie gonna talk about the Gap Band and gonna sing some of their songs because that was him and his brothers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You
Johnny
know what I'm
Ronald
saying?
Robert.
I mean, he did.
Charlie Ronald
he did
and Robert. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd be a dumb fool not to throw the draft. And I love the Gap Band. I'm an Ohio player. I'm a disciple.
All right.
Who's she cool with? All them songs, man. Shoot, don't even talk about it. My son, remember when he was a little tiny fella, hearing all the music that Isley sitting in the back of my 98, listening. I had the 8-tracks in, listening to it.
That's right.
Huh?
There you go.
Yeah, man. Look, bro, Michael, look, I got over 300 8-tracks. I got over 7 or 8. Listen,
wow.
Listen to me. I got over 300. I've been collecting them since the 80s. I got over six or seven 8-track decks they work.
Oh my God.
I got over at the show when the WCLN was on of my show. I don't have all the programs, but I got over 2,000 cassette tapes of the Mystery Man show from 1999 up until 2000, you know, about 16.
Mm-hmm.
We went off the air in 17. And I got all those tapes. Not only that, I got over probably close to 500 albums.
You know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Literally. Saturday morning, I couldn't wait for you to come on. I'm being serious. because what you did was you inspired a lot of people on Saturday morning. See, I had my Saturday show at 1 o'clock. And I always listened to Mystery Man before I got my radio show.
I remember you told me. Because I think I came on at 1 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock your time in California.
I had to go back to my show after an hour of your show.
Man. And sometimes y'all used to be doing Cowboy Reggie Sports Talk. You and Mike, y'all used to be doing this show.
Cowboy. Me, we filled in for Cowboy when he was away and all
five
that.
Years,
me and Jay.
I remember because I used to be coming on right after them. Yeah, and y'all used to be on. I remember, you know, but you know that the whole thing, when you sit back and you look at it, the music and what I used to try to do, and one of y'all spoke of Kool and the Gang, all those groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went and I invested, and Brother Gary heard me say this. I went and invested, Brother Michael, over $5,000 on CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Not downloaded, but original. You remember I was saying to Brother Gary some years ago?
Yeah.
I went out and bought the music. So regardless, I guess the artist got the money. I don't know if he did or not, but I wanted to have original. I wanted to make sure that I had original stuff. So when people call in for their request, hey, I had it. I went and bought this. I used my own money. You know, and you didn't know this, and Gary didn't know it. But
no,
I wasn't even paid, Michael.
That's a beautiful thing.
This is the thing about you know, sooner or later it's going to happen. YouTube is going to make people pay for that. It's coming. Sooner or later, we're going to have to pay for the YouTube music. I know it's coming.
Well, I say before it comes to that, let's do our own thing because we have a lot to offer here. I hear the passion in everybody talking about how much the music means to them, and it's important because that's our culture. We have that. I grew up as a kid on radio. I listened to radio. That was me. I'd be reading the comic books on Friday when my brothers and sisters went out, had the comic books, I had the radio on, did homework. That was me. And I listened to guys, listened to what they had to say, heard the differences in their style, which artists they may have liked more as opposed to others and stuff. And then when they did go, as Mystery Man said, to that Quiet Storm phase, you're like, oh, okay. And you're listening like, it's one thing to have dance music, have one track follow another. But when you turn up the love vibe, you want to have that same kind of consistency. And that should have been the secret to the Quiet Storm. You know, something is better than nothing. But yeah, that's it. This is why I call my thing the mind stream, because we go from any kind of music to any other kind of music. It's how it feels. You know, them chords hit you the right way. Can't beat that with a stick, I swear to God.
It's just like Kool and the Gang, Hollywood Swing and all that stuff. And, you know, I keep hearing people keep talking about old school. I don't mean no harm. And Brother Gary, you know, and listening to my show, I never said that. I call it classic R&B. This is my childhood.
I like that.
I wasn't grown when this music came out.
I like that. Classic R&B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I call it classic R&B. I've been saying that, Brother Gavin, you're hearing me say that for the, I don't know how many, because I get I get very upset when I hear younger folks and some older, that old school. Man, I don't know. I wasn't grown when the music came out. I was that grown. I was a child. Look, I lay in the bed during the week.
Well,
when I was
remember,
like
11 or eighth grade, and Blackbird came on the air. Oh, Bible, I love the song.
But you know what? I love
you.
I love the
song.
Yay.
I like the song. You got to
have Blackbird here.
You like the classic R&B. That's what
I like.
That's
what classic soul and R&B. I like that. That's
right.
That's,
and if you do, because I sent you a friend request. I think you got it. It'll be, you'll see the Mystery Man under your rail. You'll see it under there, a slash the Mystery Man. I did try to send it, but the thing with Gary, he, and you remember Brother Gary, I used to tell this thing, Brother Mike, I'll be laying in the bed. I think we was living in South Richmond. Me and my sister. Maybe she got to see she was killed in an automobile accident. But anyway, we used to listen to the radio all night. The same station that I was on, it was called ENZ back in the day. But let me tell you what song, Brother Gary and Brother Micah, that it was a child. I don't know, ask me why I like this song. Martha and the Vandellas. Soon as the song come on the radio, I'm jumping in the bed. I'm dancing in the bed. I cannot understand it to this day. I love that song. You remember, Brother Gary, you would hear me talk about it on the radio. I don't know what it was about Jimmy Mac, but I just
the first song I ever really liked was the Flamingos singing I Only Have Eyes For You. And I was only 5 years old when that song was.
Oh, God, I remember that song.
My first song was the Isley Brothers and Jake.
Well, gentlemen, I have to admit this. I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I love his music. I probably will listen to it forever. I saw Jackie Wilson.
Thank you.
On American Bandstand. And I saw the way that he moved, and I was a little teeny boy, and I told my mom and dad, I say, how in the world is he moving? He was saying David Workout. He was saying all his stuff. Chubby Chuckle. I was a little teeny child with the twist. I used to watch all them people, man. You know, don't even talk about the Godfather, man. I thought I would wear out all my shoes.
That was my first concert. I saw James Brown live at the Apollo, but it was Volume 3. That's the album that's called Revolution of the Mind. And I saw him.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that album. Oh, God. Don't even talk about. My God, brother used to dance. We used to call him JB because he's, you know, all those leather suits James Brown used to have. With the boot shoes. My God, brother had it all and could dance just like him. All of my collection. He's dead and gone. 48 died of prostate and cancer in 03, and I played for his home going. He gave me a lot of my James Brown collection, Brother Gary. Yes, he did.
My mama did not like James Brown. She made it well known. She didn't play James Brown.
I love James Brown, man. Look, my God, brother, gave me the big payback, Brother Michael, back in the 70s. Gave me the whole album packed with brand new. I still got it. You got it. The payback.
This is what you won't hear on Sirius XM, or iHeartRadio. See, they don't want anybody getting into the meat of this good stuff because it's our stuff, and we have to further pass this on because,
as the
mystery man said, this is classic R&B. Classic soul.
Yeah.
You treat this the same way you would treat Brahms, Beethoven, anybody else because it's bona fide.
Amen. And, you know, and when I heard people up your way, up New York, and I'm like, hey, I wasn't even hearing too many people up there calling it old school and all this kind of stuff. I say, what is everybody in the rest of the country telling me some old school? I really thank you for trusting that
because classic is what it is. And R&B soul is what it is.
Old school came from, I'm going to tell you where it came from. It came from Detroit. Detroit started that, but 20 years ago.
But you know, Gary, to be truthful, he did that because he couldn't cut in on Soul Train.
Yes.
When Soul Train came out, all the brothers and sisters was watching it. 11 o'clock my time. I don't know what time it was everywhere else, but it was 11 o'clock.
Yes.
We're watching this, and Dick Clark got nervous. He decided he was going to come up with his own show called Soul Unlimited. To try to cut Soul Tree off at the nuts, or excuse me, Soul Train off at the nuts. But it didn't work, thanks to a man named Clarence Avant, who was a big wig out on California. He was behind Sussex Records. That's Bill Withers and a couple of other acts. But they made sure that Dick Clark couldn't get his claws into this, and Don Cornelius was able to carry on with the Afro Sheen, the Ultra Sheen, and everything else. So he kept that aspect. And classic
Johnson
R&B, I'm liking it even more every time I say it. So you're right, Mr. Man. I defer to you. That is the proper way to describe all this good shit.
Yes. It has no business. God help me. And I used to say it, and some of the people, you know, here, it's like they've had a – I hate to say this. It's like when you cross over to DC line or Maryland line, it's like you step from the Stone Age to the modern age.
Right.
Yeah. The minds are crazy, you know. Because why would you consider something like that old school when we basically all our three of us were children? You know? Our parents were adults.
Exactly.
They were adults. So it's not old school to me. Classic R&B, soul music. But if you want to define it, if you're going to define it anyway, you define it that way. And that's what the difference was about the Mr. Rain show. I tried to make things audience friendly and make things bring it up to where it should be. But if we don't learn to put money behind each other and do what we got to do, they will try to kill off our music. That's why they found out so many things.
The way that you did your show was so beautiful. I mean, because you got the whole community involved. That's what I like about your show. You had the whole community involved. You had Business Trap and other individuals. And you knew who they were.
Yeah, because, see, my thing was I had young people. I had even kids listening to the show. Brother El Bravador, I think he's a friend on your page, Brother Michael. El Bravador, awesome brother. Yeah, awesome brother. He's into films, but he's a awesome DJ because he did all the classic hip-hop and all, you know, and everything. And his son was 11 to 12 years old, his son is grown now, I think he's married, got a family. His son used to tell him, say, Daddy, he said, I love listening to you. He said, but that mystery man, that man is wild. Look, when he come in the radio station, because his daddy used to come on the station too. When he at night, he'll come because he's got his WQ Mix, his name, his station. And so he said, but that young boy, he said, Mr. Man, my son loves your show. And it was a lot of man. I had children. Their parents would tell me their children were supposed to be going to bed, and they sneak and trying to listen to the show.
You know, but see, so that's what we did as kids. We were listening to, we did the same thing. You know, I'm listening to Jocko before he goes off the air at midnight in bed. So, that's another cultural thing that carries on. You know, it's good to know that they are doing this, that they're vibing the same vibes we are. I love this stuff. You kidding?
Gentlemen, we had to keep this going. We had to keep this moving. We had, because nobody else is going to do this.
Well, we shall. Mystery Man cut off from where we were, but I guarantee that classic R&B and soul will be what we produce from here. And, you know, there's a bunch of old heads talking, but it's truth coming out. I got him coming back here in just a sec. Let me see, Mystery Man.
Yeah, I'm back.
Mystery Man, just for the record, tell everybody when you are on the air.
Well, I'm not currently on like right now because the station of WCRM closed down was sold. That's another thing. Black radio was sold to a white entity back in 2017. So that's why I have not been on since 17, and I've been getting mad. So many people have been asking me, when are you coming back on? And of course, my lady had suffered breast cancer just before, maybe 3 years before the station went off the air. So I've been trying to, you know, I'm her caregiver, and I still work. So I hadn't had, you know, I haven't had an opportunity to really settle down because by taking care of her and still working, carrying things on, I have to, you know, I take care of the family, so that's why I hadn't got back on the internet. She had been helping me get that streak to come back on, but I just you know, by working and everything and scheduling, there's just been so much going on.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, look, we have to carry on here, but we will not let this die. I think we need to pick this up conversation wise and see what we can do to work this into a solid format where all three of us get some and get on the air and serve some good music up, classic R&B and soul, and then take care of business. I'm going to have to do that right now and carry on with the show. But, G, you got any last words for the audience?
My show, we will repeat this show tonight. On Tuesday night at 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 East.
Okay.
A rematch of Aretha Franklin and Barbara Gay again Tuesday night.
All right. And we will say for the record here that tonight's show featuring Sade and Luther Vandross will also be repeated, but we will be doing extra shows since June is Black Music Month. We want to make sure that we got Juneteenth covered, so we'll be kicking the funk and have a special show dedicated to OHIO. All the Ohio funk bands will be in effect, and they'll serve up some of that good stuff and have it emanate around the world. So, Mystery Man, it's a pleasure to have you come in and sit in with us for a little bit. Big G, take care. Everybody
okay. Else. Thank you.
Stand by. Thank you. Stand by. We will complete our Big Bang tournament with Mr. Luther Vandross. Everybody, go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from point A to point B and back to A. Okay.
If this world were mine, I would place at your feet You've been so good to me. If this world were mine, I'd give you the flower, the birds and the bees, and see your love beside me. That would be all I need if this world were mine. I'd give you anything. I would make you a key with wealth untold. You could have anything if this world were mine. I'd give you each day so sunny and blue, and if you thank you.
if only for one night. Let me keep you near to ease away fear. It would be so nice if only for one night. Cherished of a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But oh, love is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold. Oh,
a room is still a room. Even when there's nothing in there but blue. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. It ends. Pretty little darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this heart. Gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby could be still in love. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, say you're gonna be. Well, 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 well. Still in love, so in love, still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be. Still in love, only.
could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so without you.
Before life removed all the innocence, my Father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my Father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, the dollar under my sheet, never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end, 'cause I'd love, love, love with my Father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her.
time will always be our friend. Reaching far to find a star, our destiny is heaven sent. Making known this loving tone, we'll never part the two of us. We will always reminisce, kissing in the snow. Treasure all that's new and true and gay. Easy living when we're given what we know we're dreaming of. We are one having fun walking in the glow of love. Yeah.
One look in your eyes. What do you mean to me? Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need. Missing you,
till you come back to me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I long ago, and oh so far away, I fell in love with you. Before the second show, ooh, and your guitar and you sound so sweet and clear. Yeah, yeah, but you're not really here. It's just the radio. You're on.
not Adderley Jr. Nobody does it better. Oh yeah, yeah. You see, loneliness, take it from me, it's a chase and a fad. Oh yes it is. And I can hardly wait to be with you again. I wanna be, I've got to be anywhere you are. Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? I love you.
Oh,
me, oh my.
You know that I'm crazy, baby. Yes,
crazy,
you do.
Baby.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Me,
oh, my. Oh, oh, I'm a fool for you, baby.
Be love, be love.
But I just don't wanna be no fool for you, baby. I'll wait a little longer, but I just don't wanna be no fool for you. See, I still remember, and I do remember, even though it was long ago. Yeah, 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 yeah. Forever, for always.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Big Bag Tournament of 2021. We were happy to produce this and look forward to doing it next year. As we continue on, our format goes back to its normal vein. As this is June and Black Music Month, we will continue with added shows representing the classic R&B and soul that we expect to generate throughout the month in thanking those artists who did the same for us in enlightening, infecting positively, and affecting our collective culture. For myself, my colleague DJ Gray, and my guest colleague, the Mystery Man, everyone, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. Once you get from A to B and back to A, okay. Mama's here at the tree.